And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. And now into the business at hand. Oh, Ginger. Ginger.
Hello there, Mr. Holtz. Oh, I'm so excited. I just wrote a new song. Would you like to hear it?
Is it any good?
Well, the music's terrific, but I don't think it'll sell.
Yeah, why not?
The lyrics make sense.
Well, that's a very good reason. And what is the title of this magnificent opus?
I'm glad I made you sorry that you made me make you cry, baby.
Oh, that's wonderful, Ginger. Wonderful. How can one person have so much talent?
Oh, it runs in the family, Mr. Holtz. Why, even Junior just got a prize in grammar school for writing the best poetry.
Really? And what did your darling little brother have to write?
Quote, Jack wasn't nimble, Jack wasn't quick, he couldn't jump over the candlestick. Hot foot.
Leave me, woman. Leave me. Here's a story about an old friend of mine, Sandy McGregor. Sandy McGregor, and he owns a bit of a candy store. I said, hello, Sandy, how's business? He says, not very good. Not very good. He says, everything is so high, so high. He says, I'm losing $50. $50 a day. Every day that I'm in business, I'll lose $50. I says, well, how do you get by? How do you get by? He says, well, he says, I close the candy store on Wednesdays and Fridays, and on $100 a week, I make a living. Well, here's another one. Here's a story about a man who is really highly inebriated. Highly. He goes into a bar room. He says, I like to have a champagne cocktail and a champagne glass. So he serves him. He drinks the cocktail, and he starts to eat the glass. He eats all of the glass, all except the stem. He says, I'll have another champagne cocktail. Gives him another one, and he drinks it down, and he eats the glass, all except the stem. The bartender says, young man, why don't you eat the stems? He says, I don't like the stems. The bartender says, you're leaving the best part of the glass.
You could help me with my song, Mr. Holmes.
Look, Ginger, I hate to be blunt, but in order to be a songwriter, you got to have some talent. That's how great things are born.
Well, that's not always true. Jack Jessup invented the rumba strictly by accident.
Jack Jessup invented the rumba? Now, how can you say that?
Well, he did. It happened one night while he was in the middle of a waltz. His suspenders broke.
Pure genius. Meetings adjourned.